This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
I gotta tell you, Linda Cohn, and now another sports legend, Brandon, please tell the Vayner Nation who you are and what you do, and then I'll jump in with something, and then we're gonna get into
numbers.
It. What's that?
Numbers.
What do you mean numbers?
You need numbers.
You need numbers for what? Followers?
For Colin.
Oh, for Colin, right, thank you. Dunk, you're back and sharp. Guys, start putting in your phone numbers on Facebook so we can call you in a little bit. But Brandon, I probably knew that I was
just, you know, your phones are gonna blow up.
Well, I know
people
that.
People got all kinds of questions and shit they're gonna wanna
I know
ask.
How you roll.
Brandon Steiner from Steiner Sports. First of all, love Linda. You brought the woman goalie.
She's the best.
First woman that I took my sports from. Linda Cohn, legend, love
legend.
Her. Couldn't take my eyes off that interview, loved it.
Thank you.
Just love you, love the show,
love
the energy.
By the way, real quick, I apologize. I was blown away. I think I said it. Did you guys air it on your end? I did Brandon's podcast. You should definitely start listening to it. If you are a sports or an entrepreneur, you should listen to it. I said at the end that I was blown away how good you are at it. Did you guys leave that part in? Where I was like, right? You did, right? Guys, I was blown away. Obviously, he's been an entrepreneur, sports memorabilia.
You.
He'll go into his whole spiel, but I was like, I don't know what I thought. I thought it was gonna, like, you know, a lot of people are just okay at interviewing or what have you. You crushed it. You're really good at it. By the way, do you think we should start a sports? Do you think me, you, and Linda, well, Linda's under contract, but when Linda's out of her contract, like, I'm starting to think that I want to reboot sports radio.
Because nobody interviews anybody anymore, and that's where the shit is. These are the people that are in the grind, in the whole, they're into it. That's my whole life.
All right, Brent, tell everybody who you are.
First of all, this guy killed me. We go to the Ranger game. The guy does not let me ask him any questions. He's interviewing me for 3 hours. So
you know what's so
fucking
crazy?
When I was doing the pot, I want to ask you everything.
You know what's so crazy about that? I was literally in a meeting right now, an hour ago, knew we were doing this, and was like, fuck, my energy is not going to be great because there's literally nothing I need to know about this guy because I fucking drilled him for 4 hours at a Rangers playoff game. And like, I was like literally thinking like, fuck.
I thought you were screwing with me at the beginning. I figured he was just going to say it at the beginning, but I'm gonna get an earful, which I'm ready for. The guy had, I thought he had the questions like written down. I'm like, are you serious? This guy, you had done a lot. I mean, you had a handful of questions every 3 minutes. We did watch some of the game though. That was cool. But anyway, I've been doing this 30 years. I love the energy up here. This reminds me of what, you know, like what's like up at Steiner. A lot of energy. We're looking to kill it. The guy today wouldn't open it, get the elevator for me today. I went crazy on the guy who runs the building. I'm like, dude, you're moving in slow-mo. That's not how we roll here. And that's what I love about this place. Like, nobody's in slow-mo here. Which, by the way, if you're out there and you're in slow-mo, just click off. We don't need you tonight. We don't want to even hear from you. Because at the end of the day, my day is just getting started. And I could sense that your day is getting started. And I love that.
Brandon, I think, you know, what I love about business, because I wasn't able to be on the field or the ice, is, you know, it's just like sports. Speed is a huge variable in business, like just like sports. If somebody runs a little bit fast, you know, you get a Deion Sanders, you get somebody who's a little bit faster, right? You know, it really plays out.
Hey everyone, I'm Mike from Team Gary V. Today's 2017 conversation is with Brandon Steiner. Stay tuned to hear all about the true origin of the Everything Bagel.
You had the guy from the Food Network, Food Channel, you know, he does the bar rescue.
Yes, from Spike TV.
I love
yes,
that
John.
Show, by the way. Yeah. So I was loving that show. I was tuning in on that show. I love that. If you ever go back and watch that. But anyway, you said something that really hit home with me. You like, find an influencer.
Yes.
Go to that influencer, send them shit.
Yes.
And then tag on, right? Yes. We've been sending shit from Steiner yes. like every day to all these influencers. They're all freaking posting. It's like, that was free, by the way. I appreciate that advice.
Pleasure. I'm giving free advice every day, and then people are coming up with excuses. I'm giving it to you for free, and you still got excuses like, I have too many passions.
I love sending out the gifts, and then.
Like, I'm done with that, by the way. Officially on this, is this 261, Jake? On episode 261, I'm putting the gauntlet down. No more ever using the excuse, I have too many passions. It's just a classic excuse to not do. Gary, it really sucks. I'm really good at so many things and I have so many passions that I don't know what to do. Classic bullshit excuse. Tell your Phil Rizzuto story.
You know, it's funny. The Phil Rizzuto story, I go, you know, I get a call from Phil. bounced his check. I bounced his check. He's killing me. He's at the track. That was his spending money. He's giving me.
By the way, real quick, I've got to remember my audience. Phil Rizzuto is a Hall of Fame legend, Yankee player, and then broadcaster. Like the first person I ever heard say "Holy cow!" because I grew up in New York. Like just a legend guy, tough, like old school
and
Yankee.
In the late '80s, he's the Yankee because the Yankees weren't that great in the late '80s. Shit. He was the broadcaster, 50-year baseball man. Yep. Calls me up and he's yelling, screaming, and I just started Steiner. I was scared shit. I didn't know what to do. So he goes, "You bounce my checks." So I call Gonzalez at Citibank up, and I'm like, "Dude, you bounce Fuzino's check? What is wrong with you?" I'm coming down there. I come down there. I go, "What the hell? Are you crazy?" He goes, "Dude, you had two checks that were going to bounce." I said, "Well, why would you bounce Rizzuto's?" Well, the other one was Mickey Mantle. Good decision. Appreciate that. But
I've heard of that name.
But. So, you know, don't want to bounce Mickey's check. We need Mickey. Mickey loved me, and I'm very grateful. But the thing was, Gary, is that...
Dunk doesn't know Mickey Mantle. I knew it. Listen, he's from Sweden.
We'll fill you in.
He's nine.
You don't know
Mickey Mantle.
There's still hope. We'll get you.
Plus 10. You're 19, from Sweden.
Mickey Mantle, number 7, the great Mick. But here's the story, though, on this. Let me finish this story real quick.
Before you finish your story, this man right here is leaving Vayner. I'm devastated.
Why?
Eddie...
Where are you going?
He's going. He wanted to go in-house to, I think, some big, you know, mobile. I don't want to blow up his spot, but he's a great kid. He's a Dolphins fan, which is a huge issue. I was supposed to see him. I'm running late, but I want to give him a quick hug and a kiss because he's phenomenal. I'm hoping I get to work with him again. And if I figured if I didn't say goodbye in person, there was a chance I wouldn't work with him again. So you keep telling your story.
On a scale of 1 to 10, was he?
I think he's a true 9, guaranteed. The truth is, I don't even fully know. That it's unfair for me to rate. My intuition is he's a 9.
Wow, that's strong. Anyway, quick thing on Phil Rizzuto. A 9 from Gary is big. So I don't think he gives out a lot of 9s. But the main thing is I tell Phil, I said, "I'm going to make it up to you." Because we all screw up. I'm busting my ass for 3 years trying to find work for Phil Rizzuto everywhere I can. Finally, the guy would never get in the Hall of Fame. It was always controversial. Can Phil get in the Hall of Fame? Is he getting in? Finally, he gets in the Hall of Fame. And I got every marketing company trying to sign Phil Rizzuto who doesn't have an agent. I'm in his living room. He goes, "Steiner, guess what? I'm going to pick you." "You're kidding me." "How? Why?" He goes, "You know, when you screwed up, you told me you're going to make it up to me. And every... time I turned, you were coming up with more work for me, doing nice things for me, and I believe you." And the moral of that story is run to your problems. Most people that have a problem, they hit a roadblock, they sprint away. "Oh, I better stay away from that person." You have an argument with your boss, sprint at them. Go make it up, stay late, do more. Whatever you can do, do it. Because most people, they're hiding in the corner, they got their head down. Me with Rizzuto, I killed him with work, killed him with love, killed him with kindness, and sure enough, the guy gets in the Hall of Fame. And to get a Yankee Hall of Fame, I had 2 employees at the time. 2. That was a game changer. Run to your problems. Don't run away from them.
You know what's interesting about that? And there's, you know, I was looking at Tyler. I gave him that advice 6 months ago on something that I think we always will always think about, and it worked for him. And even more interesting to me is the reverse of that, Brandon. It, story is also interesting to me. You could crush it for somebody for 6 years, then have a problem. And a lot of people get so bent out of shape. "I was fucking delivering for this guy for 6 years, and now I dropped the ball, and he doesn't want to know my name or this, anything." You're only as good as your last at bat. Like,
yeah, you better come back twice as hard if you do drop the ball.
Right? But like, you got to run at your problems early, but you also have to have the humility that the market is the market is the market. The game passes everybody by. Even this piece of shit Tom Brady, who the hell knows why he's still so goddamn good, eventually, Jesus fucking Christ, eventually the game's going to pass him by. Let's get into the first phone call. We're going to get more into your backstory, Brandon, because you really are an incredible East Coast entrepreneur, which I am as well, and I want to get more of that story out, but let's first get this first question.
This is Andrew.
Andrew, it's Gary Vee, and you're on the Ask Gary Vee show with Brandon Steiner.
Oh. My gosh, man, that is insane. What's going on, man?
The life is good. What's your question?
So I was wondering, so I'm kind of in this spot where, you know, I'm 27. Man, I've been, you know, entrepreneurial my whole life. You know, my grandma used to buy me 5-pound bags of gummy bears elementary school. I'd put them in Ziploc bags and flip them. So I've been kind of doing that thing my whole life. And, man, I'm at this crossroads right now, man. I'm really trying to figure out what direction I want to take. you know, my next step. I've tried a few things, and I guess my question to you is, you know, were there ever just like, you know, defining moments where you just knew, you know, what the next step needed to be? Like if you were debating something,
what are you doing right now?
So right now, I'm currently working for Verizon, just sales rep there. Got laid off from the oil industry, and actually I'm doing videography as kind of my passion thing now that I like to monetize. And I actually made a Jets hype video for you.
I know, you sent it to me.
Watch.
Yep, I know.
Yeah, I actually sent it to you like 30 minutes ago again.
I love it. I love the other day you caught me perfectly. You're like, hey, like you knew exactly, I don't remember exactly what it was, but you're like, hey, there is no sports right now, so watch. Yeah. There was something you did that was clever, and it was really funny.
Yeah.
I decided I'm still not going to watch it because I wanted to virtually stick it to you without knowing you. But I did
it's
like that
good,
effort.
Man.
So Brandon, you know, it's funny because I asked you so many questions. You had some pretty interesting twists and turns. You were in the hospitality business early in your career. Then you saw things like, you know, you had some really interesting moments when you decided to rep talent differently. Have the moments where you made the right decisions with whether repping Phil later, you know, with the restaurants, and I know we have to catch everybody up on these things. Did you just know?
No. I knew I was going to, at the end game, like a kid asked me today, he was up in the office, says, you ever think you're going to be a successful? I said, fuck, of course. You think I started this thing to be a failure? Yeah, I started this thing to be successful.
Can I ask a really important question?
Sure.
Will you end up being less or more successful than you thought when you were 17?
That's a great question. I hope that I will be more successful than I thought. And right now, I'm less successful than I thought. And I'm not happy about it. I got to be honest with you.
I love your face. I feel like that's going to happen with me too.
I'm not giving in yet. I've still got something to do about it. And I still got something to say about it. And I'm not giving in, and paint's not dry. But one thing I would tell this gentleman on the phone is that target. I think that you don't dream enough. When you got the opportunity, you got a blessing here, even though it sounds like a little bit of adversity. I love the idea of taking a step back, taking out a white piece of paper that's blank, and write down 10 of your dream companies and target the shit out of them. Find out everything you can about those companies.
Or open the notes app and write it down.
Yeah, open the notes. I'm sorry about the white pad.
I'm kidding.
But you know what I mean?
I'm having fun.
I love to go find 10 companies. By the way, I still do this to this day. Like, why should I work with a company that I really don't want to work with? Why wouldn't I work with my dream companies I always wanted to work with? This being one of them even, you know, so over here. But at the end, Google search those 10 companies so you know everything about them. Every time something gets written about them, you get that email online, and then start looking at decision makers, and then figure out how you're going to go get your foot in the door, whether it be the mailroom, the lunchroom, whatever. Once you get your foot in the door, you're working for a dream company, a dream opportunity. Your energy and passion will be there, and then you find your way. I always worked with and for the people that I always dreamt of. Always thought I was going to work with Mickey Mantle. I figured it out. It wasn't easy. I always thought, wow, imagine if I get Derek Jeter. Figured it out. Yankees. You know how hard it is to partner up, put the Yankee name next to your name? You have Yankee Steiner? Not easy. Two and a half years. Did it.
That was a huge coup. Andrew, you know, I think, look, man, I'll be honest with you. Like, I think you should spend time on debating what creates insecurity or questionings or things of that nature, because that will help you way more than the micro decision on what's the next move, right? Like for me, it's never been about anything other than I just know it's gonna work itself out. I believe in my skills. I put myself in a position to succeed, and I don't question things. And I think the reason I push patience is it's a big thing, like optimism, patience. Even Brandon's answer, he's like, the paint's not dry. How old are you?
58.
I'm
27. No worries, Andrew. Brandon's 58 years old. All these 20 and 30 year olds that watch me all the time, and obviously because of Instagram and YouTube, if they knew, and I say this all the time at 41, I love looking at Brandon because at 58, I know he's just as on fire as I am at 41 as you are, Andrew, at 27. And I've got some news for you. 95% of 27 year olds don't believe that to be true. Andrew, 95% of the people, 97% of the people believe that Brandon and I are old when they're 27. That's just the way it is. And that's the part that fucks them up. Because if you knew that double your age plus four, right? You get to be Brandon and he's still just as on fire right now as you are. All of a sudden, you're not crippled about the next 6 months.
Yeah.
By the way, I give you permission. I'm giving you officially permission to be successful and to go after all the dreams and all the things you want to do without any road blockages. Use my card, use my name, any way you want.
Awesome. Well, I sincerely appreciate that. And it's cool to see, too, because, my father-in-law is a very successful entrepreneur, and he's in his 50s. And, man, he's still opening up businesses left and right, and he's just, excited every day about it. So it's cool to kind of get to see that firsthand. But
Andrew, I think if that's the case, if you've got the luxury of that, then really I'll throw another curveball at you or give you another thing to ponder. You got to try shit.
Yeah.
Like with making the trying the ROI, right? Like
sure.
The thing that I think has always worked for me is I make them win-win situations from the get. That I've decided that even the doing was the win, thus I'm almost numb to the outcome. You know, the whole sure. like you want, like from experience or this and that, like back to something that you and I cross over on. My first baseball card show, I wanted to pay $20 for the table. The whole way to the Phillipsburg Mall, me and my partners at the time, I had partners in seventh grade, like we're gonna pay $20. We get there, some monster guy that looks like King Kong Bundy comes out. Right? Some like big fucking 400 pound dude comes out and he goes, "What?" And we're like, "We want a table. You got any?" And he's like, "Yeah, we got one more." Who knows if that's true? We go, "How much?"
It's always the last
one. He goes,
I
go, "How much?" He goes, $120. I go, "We'll take it." And then he's like, "I'll bring the money tomorrow." And then we just like start walking out of the mall and my friends are in a coma. You know, like $120 is like $1 billion. And I'm like, cool. But then I start being like, fuck. And I start getting nervous and like, what am I gonna do? And like, I've got it, but like, that seems like a whole lot.
It was a lot.
And my dad, who I never talked to back then, to his credit, he says, it's gonna be worth the experience. And honestly, maybe from that day on, that has been a credo of mine. Everything I do, the second I decided to do it, I had already won. And whether it worked or not, the learnings or the upside of the execution were gonna be the KPI, ROI, the thing I was working
Sometimes
towards.
Sometimes you get caught up on how much you're paying, not how much you can make. I always used to get caught up with like how much we're paying, but then how much can we make on this thing? If you focus that much about how much you can make on it, as much as how much you're paying, sometimes you don't have to spend as much time on how much you're paying. You pay it because you can make a ton of money on the damn thing. And I've learned that the hard way with a bunch of players. I had David Wells for his perfect game.
Yeah.
Missed him by $2. Didn't talk to him for 5 years. Thought the guy was going to run over me in the parking lot. But have regained relationship with him now. But I were from that, and that was a big not get.
Yeah.
Almost went out of business because we didn't have him.
Yeah.
Because I had these perfect game pieces, I needed him to put them on it. But at the end, you learn. It's like, wait a minute, I was so caught up in the $2 because...
What is it, $2? Oh, per sign.
Yeah, he wanted 35, I offered him 32. I'm like, she's just giving him the goddamn money, but I didn't want to do it. Meanwhile, I could have made a ton of money on it. I wasn't focused on how much I could make. I was focused on how much I was going to pay him.
Of course. Interesting. Stupid. Andrew, thank you, brother. Hope you get some value out of this.
I appreciate it, man.
Take care.
Good luck.
All right, as we go to the next question. So, as a kid, what were you about?
Hustle.
Always.
Yeah, hustle. And I don't want to waste a second.
Where'd you grow up?
Grew up in Brooklyn, Kings Highway, Ocean Parkway.
Yeah, Ocean Parkway.
Played sports. I remember going to my mother and said, I need a career change. I need something to change. I don't have time to play with my friends. And, she's like, you're 12. What are you talking about? Career change. And she's like, I said, I got to go. That's when I went and got the paper route. And I started delivering. The papers were cool. Other people were doing it. But I was delivering milk, bagels, everything. I fucking had two shopping carts.
You were like the Uber Eats of the
60s? I was rocking. The old ladies, man, are like, how cute is this boy? He's
right.
So nice.
Yes.
I had to go two shopping carts in a morning.
You're like, I'm super nice. Two for
but
one bagels,
school,
darling.
But after school, I was rolling. Then I bought so many bagels. The bagel guy hired me. He taught me how to bake bagels. And bagels got hot with bagel notch and everything else. I can bake. Now, I know this. My daughter's going to kill me. But I invented the everything bagel. I just want to clarify that right
say?
Now. I invented the everything
hold
bagel.
Hold on. This whole fucking episode has just been...
I just want to fucking clear
on,
that up right now. What? I invented the everything bagel.
I just want everybody to know.
Not Seth Godin, who has claimed that.
Wait a minute. Seth Godin claims
Seth
that
Godin
too?
Seth Godin claimed that, but that was 10 years after me. I definitely did that.
Wait a minute. This is true. Now, first of all, somebody...
True.
I'm going to text Seth Godin. We're going to... I'm going to bring you back and Seth, and we're going to debate...
Love Seth.
...who invented... So, wait a minute. Both of you characters are claiming...
He has claimed that. I've read that, but I definitely
understood.
Went out with
let's
that.
Let's not worry about
ago.
Him for a minute.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
Brandon.
I'll tell you how.
No, don't tell me anything yet. You...
Invented the everything bagel. No question.
Jesus. This is huge. I'm excited about this.
There's no question.
This is what's called a win-win situation. Either I know the guy that invented the everything bagel, or we're going to get you.
I invented the everything bagel. And what's crazy is my kids and everything I've done, when friends come over, he goes, this is my dad. He invented the everything bagel. I'm like, I think I've done a few other things,
Brandon,
since then. But
Brandon,
like,
yeah. Brandon. You are an all-time entrepreneur, an all-time sports entrepreneur, an all-time East Coast, my kind of style entrepreneur. If you did indeed invent the everything bagel, when you die, they're gonna say, Brandon Steiner, the guy who invented the everything bagel has died today.
The everything bagel?
No.
I'm sitting there.
Okay, listen, we're gonna, you know, you're done.
You understand
we know
that
you don't know American
culture.
Do you
understand, Gary?
Yes.
That when I take that job, the guy says, he was the bagel factory on East 4th Street and Kings Highway. He starts baking at 4 in the morning. He says, would you mind coming to bake with me at 4 in the morning? You could then deliver your papers afterwards. I said, sure, I could do that. I go home, my mother says, you know, I may be a little early. I mean, you got to go to school, deliver the papers. I got it. Of course, I fell asleep in the middle of school and this and that. So I quit the paper route job, get this job. The night baker quits. I get this job for $1.75 an hour. Huge. I'm feeling rich.
That's a lot of money.
But there was nobody coming in the store at night. I was bored out of my mind.
What year was this?
73, 72.
It's a lot of money.
I always have my money stacked up on my dresser, so I'm bored out of my mind.
You were one of those guys who puts pictures on Instagram and shows their cash?
No.
You're the original douchebag Instagram guy?
No.
Okay, just
want
to make sure.
But the mistake was putting that cash on my dresser because my brother always stole all the money.
I love it.
But anyway, I don't even care about
Brandon,
that.
Brandon, real quick, who's
the
next on the call?
By the way, at night is when I invented the everything bagel because there was nobody coming in the store. So I figured, let me throw all these different seeds on it.
Brandon,
what that's like.
Brandon.
All right.
No. I'm asking you a real question.
Okay.
Obviously, you made an everything bagel back then. Do you
I was the first person I've ever seen from. But you got to remember, this factory in 73, there wasn't a lot of bagel stores.
Listen,
this is a route that delivered bagels everywhere. And the bagel notches hadn't started yet. This is early. I'm 12 years old.
There wasn't
a lot going on bagel-wise.
Let's get the next call.
5 cents for a bagel, by the way.
See why
dollar
was the last.
5 cents for a bagel. Five.
And a coffee was nothing. Quarter?
Nothing. But, you know,
less?
Coffee's not like it is now.
No,
anyway,
I know. How much was it?
I never drank a cup of coffee.
But you know how much it was sold for.
Probably a couple pennies.
Hello.
Slice of pizza, 15 cents.
Cody, it's Gary Vee. You're on the Ask Gary Vee show with Brandon Steiner.
Made a lot of progress here.
This is unreal. No, I'm very excited. I listen to you every single morning.
I appreciate it,
my
man.
On the way to walk to work, man.
Thank you, brother. What's your question?
So I'm just starting out a little business here. I'm basically just selling online clothes.
Okay.
And I'm doing videos. All the proceeds go toward random acts of kindness. So basically what I want to know is, how do I find and afford a D-Rock in the very beginning stages?
Got it. So you're selling t-shirts and all the profits then go into random acts of kindness, and you want to document that journey.
Absolutely, every step of the way.
Great. And what's your Instagram account?
Right now it's at rthlshop. At rthlshop.
R? T? Yep.
H? L.
L shop.
Shop.
Great.
Yeah,
and where are you based?
You probably never even heard of it. Newfoundland, Canada.
I've heard of it, of course. I'm a hockey fan. Okay. Good news. Somebody here's you have an advantage in being in fucking bumblefuck Canada. Ready for it? Here it comes.
Yep.
Two kids are gonna DM you right now and are gonna do it for free. It's a done deal. Brandon is such a draw. There's plenty of people watching. There's 2 to 3 people right now who are literally, and maybe it's a month from now, maybe it's a week from now, I guarantee 2 or 3 people are going to DM you and be willing to do it to build their resume. 14-year-old Brandon and Gary are DMing you right now and saying, bro, I'll do it for free, because they want to put something on tape.
I love it. I want to tell you something.
Unreal.
I love that you do that act of kindness. You know, every morning at Steiner, my assistant's here, Jake, is it? We do 2 acts of kindness every day.
Why not 3?
We send 2 every day.
We do 0, but why 2. Don't you do 3?
We sometimes do, but we always do 2.
I love it.
We always do 2.
Can I say
every day before
our caller. Brandon, there's a caller here.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so my very first video, I just went to a coffee shop. I set up a camera. I anonymously just paid for people's coffee. And almost every single person wanted to pay it forward. And then my friend who was working messaged me 2 days later. And she said someone that I bought coffee for bought a large coffee for himself and then five large coffees for the next five people that came in, which I thought was pretty cool how people just wanted to pay it forward.
Dude, doing the right thing is always the right thing.
Dude, I'm contacting you tomorrow morning. I'm buying some t-shirts. You're first on my list tomorrow. I'm just telling you right now, you're first on my list tomorrow.
Awesome.
Cody.
I was at work
Cody,
today
do me a
too.
Favor. Hold on.
Yeah.
As Hit soon me. As you get the order from Brandon, you need to email Gary at VaynerMedia, and I'm going to buy one more t-shirt than Brandon does.
Don't fuck with me.
You.
I may be buying a lot. You Facebook me tonight, right now, so I have all the details so I can get raw, I'll get the shit going tonight. And that's, Gary, you better have to get out of the
way. Brandon, I've already trumped you. Like, it doesn't matter what you're going to do. I'm going to buy one more t-shirt than you. And so I don't know why you sent them to fucking Facebook, but it doesn't matter.
Well,
because
that's I go every night before I go to bed, I go to Facebook and check my messages out. That's
Cody,
why.
Cody, listen,
that's
you sold a bunch of t-shirts. You got a free videographer coming your way. Life is good today.
I'm on you.
Maybe when you buy the Jets, we'll get the symbol on the jersey, hey?
I mean, listen, let's not get carried away. I mean, like, I'm thrilled, but that's going to cost a lot of money.
He's dreaming.
Listen, I love
He's
the dreaming.
With you.
I appreciate it, my man. Good dude. All right, let's get another call. Brandon, do you, you know, it's funny. I got to know you. I'm getting to know you more and more. You know what I like about you and what I really like about entrepreneurship a little bit? And I'm hoping it continues to build momentum, which is why I'm bringing it up right now. I like that people love it so much, they want to give back to the game. One thing I've always noticed from you is you always want to put on the young, like we see ourselves, right? It's cool.
I love it.
I love
and
it too.
Love
you're
when
really
I see
good
it in the
at
kids.
It.
I love when I see it in the kids too.
Of course, the
I
game.
I just can't get
Matthew,
enough of it.
Right? Like, like I've noticed that in you, like you love that part of it, right?
I love the teaching, I love speaking.
Because it's sports.
Love it.
It's
I love
sports,
it.
Right?
Love it.
Brandon?
Love the young entrepreneur.
Matthew, it's Gary Vee. You're on the Ask Gary Vee show with Brandon Steiner.
Gary and Brandon, I cannot believe it, man.
Believe it,
I've
brother.
Been here, I've hit several different spots just waiting on live, man. It's great to finally talk to you guys.
No worries. Where are you from?
Austin, Texas.
Love it. What's your question?
You know, I've been grinding through the same industry for about 15 years. I love it. I'm passionate about it. It is not a sexy profession at all, but it is something that brings home the bacon, man. It feeds my family, it feeds me and other passions that I have. But it's not a 9-to-5, it's a sales job. I'm in it all the time. So I'm pursuing other passions, other wants, other ideas that I have. But again, I've listened to you talk about, hey, you need 6 hours of sleep and you need to grind on your second job, your extra job. But man alive, there's only so much I can do within a shortened period of time.
So,
and I've got to provide. I've got to provide for my family.
You're not wrong. So now let's get to the most interesting part. And
I'll continue to grind. I'll continue to do what I can when I can as often as I can. And
I think that's the punchline, you know, brother, right? Like life's about alternatives. Like, I think that's awesome that you're dealing with the practicality. And look, by the way, when I talk about 6 hours of sleep, you know, some people need 7, some people need 8, and that's fine. To me, as long as you feel good about what you're doing when you're on the field, right? As long as you feel good about your 14, 16, 17 hours, and don't forget, you gotta fix the plane while you're flying it. Like, if you wanna get out of the situation you're in, your only option, you only have one option. It is to grind in those 4, 5, 6 hours that you have, and it will take longer because you don't have 18 hours to just put it into this thing. The problem is you have no alternative. It sounds like you have responsibilities that you've made in your own head, financial responsibilities, emotional responsibilities, and you have to deliver on that, right?
Every day.
So I think what people have to understand is so does everybody in some shape or form have a version of that, and you just gotta navigate it the best you can and not be crippled by it and try to be as successful as you can on those off hours to hopefully create that world where it switches over where you can do that full time. Brandon?
I also think you just gotta give yourself at least 30 minutes a day. just to think about the possibilities and what if, and do a little daydreaming. Usually I do it while I'm exercising, but it's really important to give yourself time to just think about what if and daydream. I'm a master daydreamer. I like daydreaming when I'm walking and I'm just thinking about what if, because if you don't give yourself that time, it's difficult. You got to picture it. For me, I like to picture, like, wow, I'm going to go and see, like, I have this whole thing, and I'm going to do this whole thing with Obama. I want to do his first autograph signing. It's like my dream. I pictured it, what I'm going to say to him, and I'm just working backwards. Sometimes you picture something, just work backwards, but give yourself the 30 minutes a few times a week at least to do that.
I like that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Well, and I'm giving myself that time. I mean, I learned it from you, Gary, is give myself that time between, you know, I've got three little kids, you know, ranging from 8 to 2 years old, and they're, you know, them and my wife are my number one clients. They come first above everything else, but I'm passionate about the job that I have. I love helping other people achieve their goals. That's always been my number one goal, and it's trying to, at, you know, your age, Gary, I mean, I'm 42 years old. I got you by a couple of months. I'm trying to take that time to briefly become introverted enough to follow my dream, my passion, when I have time on somebody else may consider it like off time, man, but I just keep grinding. But I can't give up, and I don't want to give up.
You shouldn't.
The passion I have for the business that I'm in right now.
And listen, my man, if you're good, then you're good. The reason I try to get everybody to be selfish is the best way to be selfless is you're happy. And everybody's trying to, like, if you're making everybody else happy and you're miserable, you're gonna crack and you're gonna regret. And then you're not doing anybody any favors if you crack at 49 and blame everybody for your shit. Everybody makes their bed, sleep in it. You will never hear me complain about not having enough time with my kids or family because I'm making choices. I have friends who all they do is complain about not being with their family that have $100 million in the bank. I'm like, if you complain about that, then spend more time with the family. Then in reverse,
absolutely.
All you have is people that complain about not having more, and they want it, but it's because they go to every single softball game and recital. You make your bed. And if you're happy, man, then you're good.
Yeah, no question. And also, you're in a great town, by the way. Austin.
What's that, my friend?
I'm sorry, Brandon, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, Austin's got so many opportunities, so much growth. It's so vibrant. You're in a really special town. I mean, you know, Austin is just off the hook as far as its energy, the vibrance, the youth. I mean, there's a lot of opportunity. You may need to kind of reset a little bit and rethink about some of the opportunities that may have passed you, said no to you, and go back and ask again. Things have changed a lot in Austin. You may want to go back to some of those things.
I want to go back to that. Were you saying that you're content but hungry? Is that where you were going?
I'm content with what I have. I've been in the mortgage industry for 15 years. Again, it's not sexy. And I love the company I work with, Axia Home Loans, but it's not everything that I know that I have a passion for. It's not every last thing that I know I've got rattling around in my head. It's hard for me to narrow the field of saying, okay, I've got so many thoughts, so many ideas of what I can do, not necessarily just in this industry, but in other things as well. I love what I'm doing, but I know that I have more potential.
Matthew?
I know that there's something else that
Matthew?
I want to do.
Matthew?
Sir? Yes, sir.
You're not fully content.
Nor should you be.
And by the way, there's nothing wrong with that. And I'm going to throw you a completely different curveball. I would argue that I'm content, which would throw everybody for a curveball. But I am. Like, in a lot of ways, I feel like I'm super content. Like, I'm content because I get to play my game. Right? Like it's not that I need more. It's not that I need to buy the Jets tomorrow or be on more covers or have another great investment or $400 million for Vayner. My content part, I actually think I'm content. I actually would argue, Brandon, you're content because you're playing your game, right? And so, Matthew, the thing that I want people to understand is content versus I'm okay and or I'm solid, but, you know, I feel like I'm content yet hungry because I'm doing exactly what I want to be doing. If you listen carefully to the way you described it, I wouldn't call that being content. And it's okay to, go ahead.
let me throw this out. You were or were not content with just VaynerMedia before you went off to Vayner Sports and getting into music. There was something else that drove you that direction, some other want. It wasn't that you didn't love VaynerMedia. It was, is that it, or do you see other opportunities in doing something else?
Yeah, I think the key is don't be satisfied.
Yeah, that's a different thing.
You know,
thing,
be content, but don't be satisfied. Yeah. God, I love Steiner Sports.
Yeah.
I mean, my company, God, it's like my child, but I'm not satisfied.
Yeah, I think, listen, and you can get into semantics with these words. Here's what I would say for everybody who's watching. I'm just desperate for everybody to get in that zone. Like, look, anybody who watches my show or calls me is already different than me because I'm not doing that with anybody ever, ever. And so for me, I'm always trying to think about that insight. What is it, why have I gone to a place where I don't even talk to Steve Ross or anybody who's done it? I'm just so in my own insular place. What is it that I have there? What is it? Is it, by the way, it might not even be a strength. Is it a weakness? Is it that I'm, do we all learn differently? I don't think it's some superpower. I'm always just trying to say, what is it? And it's what makes me know that I'm in a different place than a lot of people that consume my content. It doesn't make me better, it makes me different. And I'm trying to find angles to throw at you guys to bring you value. Makes sense?
Love it.
Cool, my man. All right. We're going to see one more in. I know Tyler is going to freak out, but I can't leave yet because I'm having too much with Brandon. How old is this book?
I think that's about 3 years old now. Two and a half years old.
Let's make sure we link up Brandon's book. Let's get his Amazon rank up. He'll be happy about that.
You can pick it up on SteinerSports.com.
He wants higher. Notice what Brandon did there. Very sneaky thing.
I love Amazon. Don't take that back.
You're disrespecting the network effect. If your rank grows, you may actually sell more and actually then make more of a net. You're worried about how much.
Amazon.
It's a David Wells 2.0 moment there.
Yeah, you're probably right. I love Amazon. They've been very supportive. Other than that, go to Steiner Sports. But you know something though,
Brent, I think
the book business is a tough business. Yeah.
What, Chris? Brent, I think I might have to do a signing with you. I might have to be the first entrepreneur to do a thing.
There's no question.
I think we just came up with a big idea.
There's no doubt.
This is Chris.
Chris, this is Gary
V. What's up, Chris?
And you're on the Ask Gary V Show with Brandon Steiner.
How you guys doing, man?
Super well.
Dude, I can't believe I'm talking. I'm sitting there just reposting and reposting, trying to get a hold of you. I'm a big fan of both of you guys. Thanks so much for
you made it. Where are you from?
On the show. The number one town in the United States of America, Charleston,
New York City?
South Carolina.
Oh, sorry. Got it. Okay, Charleston, South Carolina. What's your question?
So I'm a sports psychologist, but I also dabble in politics as well. I was a sports psychologist out of college. I went to Cal State Fullerton, where they have the number one degree, master's degree, and undergraduate degrees in the country in sports psychology. I then was a coach in track and field in Connecticut for about 7 years and had about 50 All-Americans. Then New Haven became the 14th most violent city in America.
Yes.
So I left. I left coaching, got involved in community activism, started out as a volunteer, started out after a volunteer making $5 an hour, to where in 4 years I was running four states for Bernie Sanders in his last political campaign as a state director when he ran for president.
Understood.
And then I decided to get back into sports psychology and mental conditioning and do that for sports teams, kind of peppered across the country. But I'm really looking to try to find out a way to expand my business because right now everything is word of mouth amongst the people that I've worked with. And I'm trying to really, get the Instagram game going and the Twitter thing.
Do you have money to spend on marketing, or are you going to have to go grassroots and organic?
Probably going to have to go grassroots and organic.
Well, then you're in the word of mouth business, and what you need to do is create content organically on these social networks that is shareable. So I would put out your best information for free on the internet because that is the number one insight to how to get people to share your content.
Cool, that's what I'm doing. I'm creating a blog. Like I have an article that goes out about once a week. I'm trying to work Instagram really hard. I put out a couple of things there. I've started Anchor. I've done podcasts.
Are you doing this full time?
Yes, because I still work with political campaigns, and that's the thing that really keeps everything running. And I'm also working on pretty much nonprofit and political stuff is the thing that keeps my money coming in. But really, sports psych is where I want to end up doing more of my time.
So many people are going to be having this model. I'm going to say it one last time, fixing the plane while you're flying it. One blog post on your blog is probably not gonna be enough volume to get to where you need to get to. You know, 3 times a week on Facebook in full long form so people can share it is gonna give you a better chance than one post on your blog that nobody's going to. So I think these are the subtle things of how I'm thinking about it. Do you see what I mean?
One quick thing also. What's the biggest sports team in your area?
Well, we're in Charleston. There ain't no big sports teams around.
College,
College of Charleston, who I do work with. I work with their baseball organization.
All right, well, why not work with all their teams? I mean, that's more popular posts. You got the kids there, and you know, to kind of help you as well to do those posts. Why not get more engaged at the school? Work with all those coaches and teams, and use that as a stepping stone to help you get with other teams outside of Charleston.
I mean, look, we can sit here for the rest of our lives and spitball ideas. How long have you been putting out the content on Instagram and your blog? Tell the truth, because we're going to double check, and if you lie, we're going to kill you.
Really aggressively for about, I actually had your advice, Gary, and I had an intern for the fall of 2016.
Yep.
That kind of dropped off in the spring.
Yep.
But this summer, I'm posting, like, you know, almost every day very aggressively. And, it is helping. I am getting people DMing me from that and saying, like, I'm seeing your content.
Yep.
One day I had 50 new followers because I put up something that was pretty good.
Yep.
So I'm just trying to figure out a way. I think Instagram is really being a big help. Twitter, people message me there.
How old are you?
I'm 35.
Love it. As long as you're pumped about this breaking out at 41 and you put it and you do exactly what you're doing for the next 6 years in a row, you're probably going to break out.
It's true.
That's the plan. That's it, man.
Listen, the tactics matter. Watch what I'm doing. I didn't post that life and legacy post on Facebook in its really long form the other day for kicks and giggles. I'm a big believer that Facebook is the number one place people should be blogging.
Okay, cool. That helps out a lot.
All right, man, good luck.
I'll tell you a quick story. I started blogging. You know, I'm half illiterate. You know, I can barely read.
I can't read for shit.
You know, so I couldn't get 100 people on my blog.
Right.
I went and sent an email. I said, if you don't register my blog, I have about 100 employees.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going to fire you.
Yeah.
I got 100. That's how I got my first 100. And then I went around. I said, listen, I appreciate that. I wasn't going to fire you. But could you please just tell one friend that I got the 200?
Yeah.
Now we have a little over 100,000.
Is it in your signature of your email? I believe the signature of your email is one of the great hacks of all time. You're constantly interacting on email. The signature of your email is like a 1999 to 2004 hack that still is so outrageously relevant.
You still like the signature?
100%, because if you're a business person that's emailing all the time, it's fucking unbelievable. It's in there, like, and it's no different than, I mean, I update my URL in my LinkedIn all the time, I mean, excuse me, in my Instagram, because I know a lot of people are clicking that, and every quarter, once a year, I change my signature for, you know, I have a sneaker coming out, I'm sure I'll link to that, or if I have a book, Crushing It, the follow-up to Crush It, comes out in January, that will go into the signature.
You know, an autograph line.
You know?
We gotta do an autograph line.
We gotta do something.
I think it's a bat.
Let's do this.
It's a bat.
Let's start talking behind the scenes. Let's come up with the first signature concept for an entrepreneur with Steiner Sports.
I think it's a bat.
Well, we need to, it needs to be authentic.
Crushing it,
no, but hold on, don't force anything on me, okay? Let's have a creative collaboration. I think it needs to be like a Russian sickle. You like that one, Jake? And that was the first. That was the first time I think
that's
I got so you for
real. Is that random?
I was born in the Soviet Union. But most Americans don't know what a sickle is. Jake's educated. He does. D-Rock had no fucking clue. Okay, what is it, D-Rock? Yeah. Okay. Good job. All right. Nonetheless, all right. Brandon, thank you for being on the show, man.
Yeah, it's a
I enjoyed
pleasure,
this.
Man.
Brandon,
thank
ask
you.
The question of the day. Any question you want, you get to ask the VaynerNation a question.
What's your favorite moment? The moment that you'll never forget. The moment you want to pass down to your kids. What's the moment that you cherish and you just puts a smile on your face?
When the Jets beat the Patriots in the second round of the 2011 play, I went with Jake's dad. I'm going to produce another goddamn episode. It's still the greatest moment of my life.
I love hearing people's sports moments, their favorite
moments. You want life or you want sports?
I like the sports moment.
Okay, so you're clarifying it. So it's sports.
Yeah, I love your favorite sports moment. Okay. Whether it's your kid getting that first
Hit. Don't talk about your kid being born or like getting into the school or getting the job with Gary Vee. You know, like, don't do that. Make it. It makes the top 100.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't have everything bagels in Sweden.
I don't know what fucking everything bagels.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh boy. Brandon, thanks for being on the show. You're losing me, kid.
By the way, we're gonna really figure out if you invented it.